Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's really nice to be here. I wanted to talk a little bit about Alzheimer's disease today, and I know this is not a lighthearted discussion. As you're aware, I'm part of the Women's Brain Health Initiative, and we're working to raise money and raise education around women's brain health. And that's because 70% of new Alzheimer's cases happen in women. Women are more at risk, and scientists are trying to figure out why. You know, unfortunately, one of the things that's associated with that risk is the impact of stress. And we know, in general, women are experiencing more stress for a variety of reasons than men do. Women, in this time during COVID, women are the ones often juggling work from home, worrying about children's virtual learning responsibilities and household responsibilities, and we know that stress has an impact. Now, I'm not saying that men aren't stressed, but the American Psychological Association does report that 28% of women have a great deal of stress compared to 20% of men. And we know that stress can cause inflammation of the brain, and that inflammation absolutely ends up causing cognitive impairment and cognitive changes to the brain. You know, there's a woman named Elizabeth Blackburn, who's a phenomenal doctor in California, that got the Nobel Prize for her work on stress and the brain, stress and aging, actually. So I think it's important that we acknowledge this and maybe make some choices to decrease our stress on a daily basis, whether that's mindfulness, whether it's meditation, whether it's just something like going for a walk. It's important to acknowledge you have stress and then work to reduce it. Your brain will thank you.
I thank you for your book because it always gives me good information, clear, concise, in plain language, so I can make sense of medical things that I understand or I'm given. What I wanted to say is that you reminded me that your book is actually not expensive, and a portion of the proceeds go to the Women's Brain Health Initiative. So not only have you written a wonderful book, but you're doing a good deed. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Marilyn, and thank you for the opportunity of sharing some information about women's brain health with your audience.
Well, your book is a treasure. It's on my night table and I enjoy it. It's now available as an ebook for Kindle. It's on Amazon and it's in every good bookstore, and it's available, I'm sure, if you ask for it. So remember the name, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for the book, read it, and be empowered and in charge of your own health. And if you wish a signed copy for a gift for yourself or anyone else, I have them at my store, Maryland's. One call away, 416-504-6777. A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Every woman will be happy to have it.
Thank you.